Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Judith Fain, an award-winning travel journalist and photographer, is in the studio today. Judith, how did your career start? Did you work for magazines and newspapers from the very beginning?
Not really. I used to be a Hollywood screenwriter. The problem was I couldn't write what I wanted to, but only what the producer was willing to pay for. After 12 years, I realised I couldn't stand that anymore. Then one day, my sister called me and said they were starting a new travel show on national radio and that I could submit something. Fortunately, we had a recording studio in our house, and my husband helped me record a piece about people going to a monastery on a silent retreat. A week later, the producer called me and asked me to do another piece for them. Of course, I agreed. From there, I moved into travel writing for magazines and newspapers.
So which is better for somebody considering a career like yours? Writing for the printed press or online magazines?
Online doesn't pay much, but it's good to get clips and exposure, and it's relatively easier to get published there than in traditional magazines and newspapers, especially that they're all cutting back. The best you can get starting in the business is to write short pieces for different publishers, usually as a freelancer, so forget about a long-term contract and stability.
And moving on to your own experience, how much research is involved in travel writing?
That depends on the person. I research very little before I travel. But on the road, I'm a sponge, soaking up everything I can. Using outdated materials is a crime for a travel writer, so I pick up info sheets everywhere I go. When I get home, I refer to this info, check with experts and use the net.
And is note-taking useful?
Of course. 2 years from now, if you find an outlet for an article, you can refer back to your notes to get the first draft quickly. But to record factual information like opening hours or information panels at sites and museums, I prefer to use a digital camera. It's just quicker than rewriting them. I stick to note-taking when I want to record more abstract, peculiar things, for instance, what a place smells like, how I feel there, things photos can't really show.
And in what way has the new media, especially the internet, reshaped the role of guidebooks and travel magazines?
I think many traditional publishers are evolving to keep pace with the new media. Reliable information is key. Many online sites offer up-to-date tips about destinations from locals living within those destinations. I'm sure the websites will follow the current craze for networking and encourage people to contribute even more than today. Two obvious options are linking your blog to a publisher's website or sharing your travel photos there. As for traditional guidebooks, I can envisage publishers recycling existing print titles into applications and e-books. I remain sceptical, however, that they will ever totally replace traditional guidebooks. I think that people still enjoy reading from paper, and personally, I would still rather take a guidebook with me than scroll around online for information while out and about.
Well, Judith, thanks for coming to the studio today.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Judith Fain, an award-winning travel journalist and photographer, is in the studio today. Judith, how did your career start? Did you work for magazines and newspapers from the very beginning?
Not really. I used to be a Hollywood screenwriter. The problem was I couldn't write what I wanted to, but only what the producer was willing to pay for. After 12 years, I realized I couldn't stand that anymore. Then one day, my sister called me and said they were starting a new travel show on national radio and that I could submit something. Fortunately, we had a recording studio in our house, and my husband helped me record a piece about people going to a monastery on a silent retreat. A week later, the producer called me and asked me to do another piece for them. Of course, I agreed. From there, I moved into travel writing for magazines and newspapers.
So which is better for somebody considering a career like yours? Writing for the printed press or online magazines?
Online doesn't pay much, but it's good to get clips and exposure, and it's relatively easier to get published there than in traditional magazines and newspapers, especially that they're all cutting back. The best you can get starting in the business is to write short pieces for different publishers, usually as a freelancer, so forget about a long-term contract and stability.
And moving on to your own experience, how much research is involved in travel writing?
That depends on the person. I research very little before I travel, but on the road, I'm a sponge, soaking up everything I can. Using outdated materials is a crime for a travel writer, so I pick up info sheets everywhere I go. When I get home, I refer to this info, check with experts and use the net.
And is note-taking useful?
Of course. 2 years from now, if you find an outlet for an article, you can refer back to your notes to get the first draft quickly. But to record factual information like opening hours or information panels at sites and museums, I prefer to use a digital camera. It's just quicker than rewriting them. I stick to note-taking when I want to record more abstract, peculiar things, for instance, what a place smells like, how I feel there, things photos can't really show.
And in what way has the new media, especially the internet, reshaped the role of guidebooks and travel magazines?
I think many traditional publishers are evolving to keep pace with the new media. Reliable information is key. Many online sites offer up-to-date tips about destinations from locals living within those destinations. I'm sure the websites will follow the current craze for networking and encourage people to contribute even more than today. Two obvious options are linking your blog to a publisher's website or sharing your travel photos there. As for traditional guidebooks, I can envisage publishers recycling existing print titles into applications and e-books. I remain sceptical, however, that they will ever totally replace traditional guidebooks. I think that people still enjoy reading from paper, and personally, I would still rather take a guidebook with me than scroll around online for information while out and about.
Well, Judith, thanks for coming to the studio today.